The Flight of the Good Ship Clarissa by Ray Bradbury. The space rocket Clarissa was 9 days out from Venus. The members of the crew were also out for 9 days. There were hunters, fearless expeditionists, who bagged game in Venusian jungles. At the start of our story, they're busy bagging their pants, not to forget their eyes. A sort of lull has fallen over the ship. No, the lull is a time warp. It frequently attacks rockets and seduces its members into a siesta. During this lull, that Anthony Quelch sat sprawled, his typewriter, looking at Baggy. The Baggy is a bag of unripe grapefruit. Anthony Quelch, the cosmic clamour boy, with a face like a turned limonium, and a third term busy writing a book. Fascism is cousinism, the shave, for which he would receive 367 rubles, 10 palasikis, and incarceration cinema showing Gone with the Wind. The boys upstairs were throwing a party in the control room. They were throwing the same party so long the party looked like a worn-out first edition of a trapeze artist. There was doubt in our mind as to whether they were trying to break the party up or just do the morning mopping and break the lease simultaneously. Arms, legs and heads littered the deck. The boys, it seems, threw a party at the drop of a chin. Sort of a space capitalism. It rules a little regulation. Come atomic convulsion in the front parlour. Neighbours never complained. The neighbours were 450 million miles away. Boys were tighter than a cat's up bottle at lunchtime. The last time the captain had looked up the hatch and looked, called to his kiddies in a gentle voice. Hell, the kiddies had thrown snowballs at him. Captain had vanished. Clever way they make those space bombs nowadays. A few minutes previous, the boys had been tearing up old amazings and throwing them one another, but now they contented themselves. Now they contented themselves with tearing up just the editors. Palmer was torn in half and he sat in the corner arguing with himself, but rejecting the story for an hour, for someone put him through an orange juice machine killing him. Orange juice, sorry now. And then they landed on Venus. How the heck they got back there is so quick is a wonder of science. But there they were. Come on, girls, cried Quelch. Put in your shin guards, get out there and dig ditches for the good old WPA, a Rover Boys Academy, Earth Branch 27. Out into the struggling rain they dashed. 5 minutes later they came back, gasping, reeling. Forgotten their corsets. Fusions closed in like a million landlords. Charge, men, cried Quelch, running the other way. Then battle. What a fight, folks, cried Quelch. 20,000 Earthmen against 2 Venusians. We outnumbered. But we fight. Bush, correction. 10,000 men fighting. Kaboom. 100 men from Earth left. Boom. It's the last man speaking, folks. What a fight. Hadn't had so much fun since. Help someone. Just clipped my corset strings. Boom. Someone just clipped me. Fear was silent. The ship lay gleaming in a pink light at dawn, just blooming over the mountains like a pale flower. 2 Venusians stood weeping over the bodies of earthlings like onion peelers, or 2 women in bargain basement. One Venusian looked at the other Venusian, high-pitched, false. So a voice said, aye. This hit should then happen to a dog, not a duty little dog. And dawn came peacefully, like a beer barrel's rolling.